CLB 5-6, Dealing with Common Health Issues, Listening Skill Building Activity, Understanding Instructions. CPR Instructions.
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, is a life-saving technique that is used when someone is unconscious and their breathing or heartbeat has stopped. If you see someone in distress, call 911 immediately. Check to make sure the person is conscious by asking in a loud, clear voice if he or she is okay and can hear you. Before performing CPR, you'll need to check the person's pulse and whether or not they are breathing. There are two places you can check for a pulse, on the neck and on the wrist. Check for a maximum of 10 seconds. To check if the person is breathing, tilt their head back slightly, open their mouth, and make sure there is nothing blocking the airway, such as food or vomit. Place your ear next to the person's mouth. If you don't hear breathing, begin doing chest compressions. Place one hand in the middle of the victim's chest, directly above the heart. Push straight down on the chest 30 times at the rate of 100 compressions per minute. Then do two rescue breaths. Pinch the victim's nose closed, then seal the victim's mouth with your mouth and breathe out slowly for 1 second. You will see the victim's chest rise slightly. If this is successful, give a second rescue breath. Continue performing 30 chest compressions and 2 rescue breaths for 5 cycles, about 2 minutes. Continue until the victim begins to breathe and show a pulse, or until help arrives.
Listening skill using activity. Listening comprehension. How to treat mild hypothermia.
Hypothermia occurs when a person's body temperature becomes dangerously low from being in extreme cold. Mild hypothermia can be treated easily. However, severe hypothermia, where someone's body temperature is less than 35.4 degrees Celsius, will require immediate medical help. Here are the procedures for treating someone with mild hypothermia. Begin by checking the person's body temperature if you have quick access to a thermometer. Normal body temperature is around 36.7 degrees Celsius. Someone with mild hypothermia will have a body temperature of 35.4 to 35.6 degrees Celsius. Check the person's pulse and breathing as well. Someone with severe hypothermia may appear unconscious, have a low pulse, and difficulty breathing. If their breathing has stopped and you are trained in CPR, you can administer it immediately and get them breathing again. Next, move the person out of the cold. If the person was in water, remove their wet clothes immediately and try not to move them too much. Use scissors to cut the clothing away if necessary. Dry the person off with towels and cover them with warm blankets to gradually raise their body temperature. Be sure to put a blanket underneath them to insulate them from the ground. And finally, give the person a warm, non-alcoholic, caffeine-free liquid like soup, warm milk, or decaffeinated tea. It's important to know when to ask for medical help. What starts as mild hypothermia can worsen into a condition that needs emergency assistance. Some signs of moderate to severe hypothermia include confusion, shallow breathing, a weak pulse, or body parts like arms, legs, or lips turning colors. Severe hypothermia can cause complications like frostbite or even death.
Speaking skill building activity, organizing a presentation.
Good morning. My name is Laura Sokolov, and today I would like to talk to you about dementia, a health problem that affects thousands of Canadians. I'll begin the presentation by explaining what dementia is, including some signs and symptoms. Then I'll talk about the causes and treatment of dementia. And at the end of my presentation, I'll tell you about some resources to help people living with dementia and their families. So let me begin by telling you what dementia is not. Dementia is not a normal part of the aging process. Some examples of normal age-related memory loss could include forgetting the name of someone you've just met, or forgetting where you put your car keys or your cell phone. Dementia, on the other hand, is caused by physical changes in the brain. These physical changes cause memory loss that is more noticeable and more frequent, and could include things like forgetting the details of a recent conversation or the name of a close family member. Now that you know more about some of the signs of dementia, let's move on to the causes of this health problem.